fear not. We're going to throw some steaks on the grill here in just a bit. But we are navigating away for a moment for what we think is a pretty important sports conversation about the prep level and the high school ranks. There is a playoff-bound school that plays tonight. They've got amazing players. I've seen them play two times. They've got a ton of D1 kids that are going to go get scholarships, and some might even play in the league. This head coach at Hayfield, Daryl Overton, who came from Freedom where they'd won back-to-back state titles. They had some of the same issues at Freedom and Prince William, swirling around the program with where the kids are from and whether or not they're in the area and all these things. But 50 players or so have gotten scholarships that he has coached. I mean, he helps develop these kids from when they're very, very young. A lot of these kids, the moment he said, I'm moving, I'm going to Hayfield, their parents were instructed by the kids, I need to be with Dio. He's going to make me the best player, the best man. I'm following him. And so they up and moved to Hayfield. Whether or not they all did is kind of the question that led to the allegations, that led to the investigations. And here we are. And after, you know, a year where they outscored opponents 560 to 13, then all of a sudden now, at the end of the year, it's determined they can't play in the playoffs. The day of the playoffs, they're back in the playoffs, and everyone else is screwed one way or the other, because either they're preparing for a game with concession stand food they just bought that they can't use, or because they're playing a different team than they were supposed to, or because they're outright dropped from the playoffs altogether because Hayfield's back as the one seed. And the playoffs start tonight, Danny, and it's just, I mean, you could make a movie about this. I mean, it really is unbelievable, and it's happening in our backyard.
And it's unfair to pretty much everybody, right? There are no winners in this thing. And I don't want to editorialize too much about it, but I will say that governing bodies failed here on both counts. Even the Virginia High School League that issued the suspension, which I happen to technically agree with, but it's all too late. Like, this needs to be done before. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go through a season and then say, just kidding, whoops, there at the very end, and that has ripple effects, the unintended consequences. You pretty much have to say, you know what, this one slipped by us, we're going to tighten the screws for next time. So this starts. The school system itself, it totally failed here on transparency, or whether they conducted a thorough investigation or not, I have no idea. The results of that, principals, administrators, everybody involved up and down, there are no winners here. And it's so in that way, that's why I'm so fascinated and focused on it.
I got a text from someone during our last interview just a few minutes ago who was making the kind of pro-Hayfield case again, where they said, look, I know this guy. He's a great person. He takes good care of these kids. They're going to get scholarships. And, you know, that whole idea of he's a winner, he's winning football. You know, other schools are upset because they're not winning. And what I realize is really there's just two sides of it, and a lot of it just comes down to what your philosophy and paradigm is on what high school sports are supposed to be, right? The person texting me that and saying that believes that high school ball shouldn't be that different from college ball, where the transfer portal and the open season opportunity for kids to go be their best version of themselves as football players is what it should be about athletically. And to that I would say, you can do that at a private school. They do that at private schools in this area. You're allowed to recruit. You're allowed to big juggernauts. He could build in this area if he wanted to, an IMG Academy. But at a public school in a week football conference is kind of a strange place to do it, and that's why there were so many people that were so bothered by it.
Yeah, my quick response would be, alleged whatever I have to say, but there are some that would allege a made-up position at the school for this coach, for the quote-unquote team mom, for others involved here that, you know, enriching themselves, money's changing hands via Cash App. That's not where money for a school program goes, right? What accounting has been done? All the parents were told you need to give a couple hundred bucks here, a couple hundred bucks there. Well, that seems like small potatoes. You do that.
So the Cash App. I will say this, just because I asked the coach about this, the Cash App thing should not happen, and I'm sure they had to make changes there because that's not allowed. That's really, really bad. But it's not abnormal, as you'd imagine. You played sports, to ask kids for money for to have polo shirts on game day and team meals. Give us a couple hundred bucks.
The travel club that my kid does, it happens all the time. Hey, there are travel fees. Here's what this is for. One off asks. Right. If somebody just texted me and said, we need $200 for a T-shirt and meals, I've got some questions about that. You know what I mean? What account's that going in? Who's paying for that? This way, what happens is the poor team manager for our team has to pay the damn thing up front and then is hounding people for 3 months. Please give me the $124.79 for the Hunt Valley Classic tournament that we're doing this coming weekend. That's not what this is. This is, if you'd like to be included, $200 for a T-shirt and some meals. Very nebulous. Just no accounting done, no oversight, etc. So my response is, everybody wants to focus on that high-end part where they're beating people. And God bless you if that butters your biscuit. My response is, again, this is what's alleged, There's a bunch of shady stuff that's got nothing to do with that. That to me is where I kind of go, it ain't just the thing that you're saying it is. It ain't just they're really good and he's a good football coach. There's something, he's made himself a nice little fiefdom here, where if you want in, he's the Pied Piper, he's got the disciples, he's got everybody who wants to be a part of it because the results speak for themselves at the back end. And there are plenty of coaches that have done that, right? Where you put a winning program together. Now, you bet your ass that summer camp's the important one to get to if you eventually want to play for him to get that scholarship, right? So he's made this self-sustaining thing. He's found the land of opportunity. He came to Northern Virginia, one of the richest places in the world. He left Prince William where he was. It's more of a gold mine, more vein to tap up here. I understand it, but you can't just tell me it's as simple as, he wins, get over it. If you don't like it, win yourself. Wrong, wrong. Shady, shady, shady. At best, it's shady. At best.
Well, I mean, and it's high school football. It's not college.
Right.
Right? Which is now the pros, and it's certainly not the pros. But that's your issue. My issue is, I think, said well by this school board member who sent out a letter last night to everybody who said he's appalled by the situation. He went on to say, though, as children, we're taught the words of sports writer Grantland Rice, it's not about winning or losing, it's how you play the game. We've completely lost sight of this in Fairfax County. And I'm not suggesting, again, that no one should be trying to win state titles. No one should be trying to get to D1.
Of course, we're trying to teach kids to compete. Yeah, of course.
But what lesson is being learned here when I'm being sent out for slaughter against the team that's bussing in 24 new outstanding players, you know, in a district where I'm trying to score a touchdown for the third time this season.
Yeah, when you take delay of games for two quarters rather than let them run up the score even more, who's being served? Who's improved, right? If this is a district where this is done for everybody, more okay. This is a not that great football conference where you're beating people by 70 points. Who is that helping?